Chapter 22. Sark's Instruments. "Look away," said Drusha, simply. He grabbed Max, pushed her face into his shoulder, and fired. The shot went through Hadid Garifar's chest. The pinpricks of emerald light in what had once been the deputy's eyes went out. His body fell back hard on the catwalk decking. Max looked up at Drusha. Her eyes were streaming with tears.
"Those bastards," she whispered. "I'm going to kill all of them."
"Keep moving, keep moving," Vorier yelled.
More animations were approaching around the curved catwalk. One was a rotting thing, the others two skeletal horrors that looked like they had been burned and fused, all crackled with green electricity. They all advanced slowly, one halting step at a time. But a fourth appeared behind them. It was Deputy Edda. Her eyes were blank, and her throat was a black mess of clotted blood. She pushed past the skeletal things, advancing swiftly with expressionless determination.
"Go!" shouted Nail.
He knocked Edda down with a single shot, then turned to run after the others. Drusha and Max were almost carrying Vorier. He was murmuring in pain from the vigorous motion. There was no time to be gentle about it. They came around the curve of the catwalk. There were two more animations right in front of them. One, the closest, was a stained brown skeleton, draped in tatters of skin and disintegrating clothes. The other, a woman, was a mangled nightmare that looked like it had been systematically pulped with a hammer. She was moving fast, blood leaking from her ruptured flesh. Drusha fired, but he was hasty, and his shot went wide. He fired again, and the mangled thing dropped bonelessly onto the deck. But the skeletal animation was right on them. Max yelled and shoved Drusha and Vorier out of the way. Vorier fell hard, jolting his arm and shrieking. The skeletal thing reached for Max, clawing, but she evaded and turned her dive into a tumble that took her out from under its swinging arm. It turned instead on the helpless Vorier. Soil-caked finger bones grasped at him, flickering with the lambent ghosts of the flesh and tendons that had once been there. Vorier tried to crawl out of its path, dragging urgently with his working arm. Drusha shot it point-blank through the back of the skull. The cranium exploded in a shower of bone shards and old loam, and the entire skeleton disarticulated, falling in an avalanche of disjointed pieces. Nail hauled Vorier to his feet.
"The stairs!" he barked.
There was a long ascending flight to the next platform level, further down the curve of the catwalk. Max grabbed Drusha by the hand, and they started to run. Ahead and behind them, they could see more animations, slow plodding things of bone and faster striding things that still had some or all of their soft tissue. The closest was a grim cadaver with an arm missing. Ghostly green light flickered an afterimage of where the limb had been. Drusha shot it in the chest. He turned his aim towards the other advancing animations.
"No, Megas, we can make it," Nail advised.
He had Vorier hoisted over his shoulder.
"Don't waste any more rounds."
"All right," Drusha agreed.
"How many have you got left?"
asked Nail.
"I don't know. How many fit into one of these?"
"8, snapped Nail. "How many did you fire?"
"I have no idea. Stop asking me questions," Drusha replied. "How many have you got left, Nail?" asked Max.
They had reached the foot of the stairs. The nearest animations were rushing to block them, marching briskly, like passengers late for a transit. One was a woman with part of her face missing. The other was a man who had no head at all. Nail put a careful shot into each of them. They toppled.
"How many shots, Nail?" Max roared.
"Now,"
Nail replied.
"None."
They ran up the stairs. It was a long flight, straight up to the next level. Drusha and Max led the way, with Nail lagging behind, supporting Vorier. Animations were closing in at the stair foot. From somewhere very high above, somewhere up in the sickly light, they heard a scream. The sound of a man in unbearable anguish. It rang out for several moments above the din of the working loom, then faded.
"That was him," said Nail, a look of horror on his face.
"Eisenhorn?" asked Max, looking back at him.
Vorier nodded.
"I think Harlan's right," he said.
"We keep going anyway,"
insisted Drusha. He took another couple of steps, looked up and saw a hunched, stained skeleton looking down at him from the top of the steps. Jade light glinted in its vacant orbits. It began to step towards them.
"Back,"
he said.
"They're already on the stairs," Nail shouted.
Drusha raised his pistol and fired. The shot clipped the animation's head above the left eye, splintering bone, and almost swung the skull around through 180 degrees. The animating force in it broke and died, and the bones collapsed and tumbled down the steps. Some dropped over the edge through the rails. Max and Drusha flinched to avoid the ones that bounced past their feet.
"Get moving!" Nail shouted from behind them.
They started to run. Drusha wondered what else might be waiting for them at the top.
"What does it mean when a gun does this?"
he asked, showing the pistol to Max as they took the steps two at a time. The slide was jammed and locked all the way back.
"It means it's empty," she replied.
She looked back at Nail.
"Nail, we're all out of specials," she cried.
"Damn," said Nail.
"Nail!"
she cried. She'd seen something behind him. The animations were already ascending after them, the slower ones hobbling one step at a time. But one was moving fast, much faster than the others. It was pushing past them, scrambling after the four fleeing humans. It was lithe, jet black and gleaming. Max realized that its strange appearance was simply because it was covered, head to foot, in promethium residue. It was Streaker. The oil filming her staring eyes was backlit by the green glow inside her head, like a rangefinder in a battlesuit's visor. Her mouth was open and slack, and viscous ropes of promethium drooled out of it.
"Move, move, move!" yelled Nail.
He wasn't sure if he and Vorier could reach the top of the stairs before Streakel reached them, but he knew for sure that even if they did, they no longer had any way of stopping her. They ran for the top of the stairs. Nail picked up Vorier again. Drusha and Max reached the top. They looked around. There was nothing on the platform, no horrors looming to grab at them. They turned.
"Nail, run!"
Drusha yelled. He unlocked the slide and fired his pistol at Streakel, hoping Max was wrong. The snub simply clicked dry.
"Come on! Come on!" he yelled.
"Just get clear!"
Nail roared back, straining at his limit to run and carry the interrogator. Streakel was only 20 steps behind them, ploughing up the stairs tirelessly, the light gleaming off her oil-swathed form. Max drew her las pistol.
"That won't do any good," Drusha yelled at her. "Haven't you got the hang of this yet? Normal fire won't..."
"Shut up!" she cried. She was fiddling frantically with the weapon, unlocking and resetting the power cell. With a snap of her wrist, she pulled a connector loose, then rammed the energy clip back in. Nail and Vorier reached the top of the stairs. Drusha grabbed them and hauled them onto the platform so violently all three fell sprawling together. Max turned to face the oncoming Streakel. The glistening black figure was only a few meters away. She could see the oil welling out of Streakel's open mouth and spattering down her chest. Max dropped the las pistol onto the top step.
"Everybody down!" she yelled, throwing herself clear.
Drusha heard a high-pitched whine. It got fiercer and louder, a warning signal. Max had rigged the pistol's energy clip to overload and discharge. Streakel reached the top 5 steps. The pistol detonated like a small bomb, releasing all of its significant charge in one bright flash of energy. The blinding explosion blew the weapon apart and took the upper 3 steps of the staircase with it. Metal shattered, handrails buckled and spun away. The expanding ball of heat and light enveloped Streakel. It didn't harm her at all, but the promethium vapor fuming around her ignited. She was engulfed in a sheet of flame, becoming a burning effigy of a human figure. She kept moving, but the top of the staircase, wrecked by the blast, was shearing away from the platform. The entire stair structure broke away from the top, dipping slowly and catastrophically into space, spilling the animations, fast and slow alike, off its collapsing length. They dropped away into the darkness below, some glancing and bouncing off the gears and struts of the whirring machine. The staircase broke off at the base, wrenching away from the catwalk supports, and tumbled after the things it had shrugged off into the air. It fell, grinding and screeching, bending and crumpling. Streakel fell, arms and legs moving uselessly. Like a comet, trailing fire, she dropped into the depths. The flames of her descent were visible long after all the other plummeting animations had vanished from view. Then her light vanished too. She had gone back where she had come from, down to the very base of Kestra's tower.
"Holy throne," breathed Drusha, looking down.
Far below, the darkness winked and flickered. There was a sudden glow, red and dull, that swiftly grew brighter and more fierce. The Promethean sump at the base of the tower had ignited.